There are siren calls in your world, and we know you are aware of them, but we would like to congratulate you for all the siren calls you do not follow, because there is a reason they are called siren calls. They are very often things that lead you, if not to your destruction, at least away from your construction. What you are intended to do is, in everything in your life, find your value within yourself and never turn that evaluation over to something or someone outside of you. This is a big job, we understand. But we want to take a moment to simply look at what a siren call says. It says, we see you more clearly than you see you. And if you give power to us, we can make you more than you are. Now, why this is so confusing is because you're on a growth path. And so what you are doing is you are making yourself better. Any kind of moralistic way, but you are becoming more who you are all of the time. And the siren call says, you do not need to do that. We will do that for you. We see who you are better than you see who you are. We know more about what you need than you know what you need. And give your power to us, and you will become better than you ever could have been on your own. And that is a lie. It is the siren's lie. And this comes up in many forms in your life. It could be, the list is so long, but it even could be the energy in a job where you are constantly hearing, if you only did more of this or cared more about that or looked more like this or behaved more like that, then you would be a better whatever it is you are. That is one example of a siren call. And it takes a great deal of strength, a great deal of strength to ignore it. And to say, that is a system outside of me and has absolutely nothing to do with who I am or the spirit that I was given. And that, of course, is the only answer to a siren call. Now, some of the siren calls are very, shall we say, cleverly dressed for the occasion. And so someone powerful is singing the siren song. Do you see how powerful I am? Well, you can be that powerful too. This is all you have to do. And of course, there's always quite a bit that you have to do. It is not even to say that some of those things would not be good, but all of those things are not going to be you. And so even those must be placed. It is fine to say, well, give me your list and I will see if there's anything there that is useful to me. But to turn over power, no. That is never a good idea. Now, other siren calls are things, join this group and you will be more powerful if you give your energy to it, go to this place or this club or this. There are many, many, many siren calls in the world. And the courage to say, that is very interesting. And if there is something that I can take from this that is like me, I will take it. But if there is not, not only will I not take it, but I will not be worried that I missed my chance, that I will never be who I am really supposed to be because I did not heed the siren call. It is the one that we want to give up on. And there are many, many, mutations on the siren call. Some of them seem to be fairly innocuous, and some of them are really quite dangerous, even though they appear to be wonderful. So here's the thing. To grow yourself, by knowing what you know and by picking and choosing the things that will help you grow, not help someone else grow, but help you grow, that is a really lovely thing. But to be sure that when you hear even a tiny siren, you know that that is not going to be a good thing for you. And because of that, you do not need to make it evil. You simply need to make it not yours. Not yours. So we mention this now because you, of course, are entering into a time of great change. And there will be many siren calls, things that tell you how you should be and what you should be doing. And what is so deceptive is that there might even be a siren call for something that you approve of, that you would like to happen. But someone telling you there is only one way to be a contributor to that, that is not good. That is not good. And as the time changes and as the institutions crumble, we want a stronger core, a stronger sense of being who you really are, and a confidence that if there is a way you want to move, the universe will show you that way. And when you send up energy to the universe to show you the way, the universe and you will agree that whatever you are shown, it will be for your highest good. So we will take a few moments and speak together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Feel the wind blowing and let the wind blow away your stress and your worry, any judgment you might be dealing with against yourself or anyone else. Let the wind blow it away. And as the wind blows it away, feel lighter and safer. And as you breathe, breathe in peace. Feel the air around you become blue and light. And when you breathe it in, everywhere it goes, it brings peace. Let it into your thoughts, into your communication, into your heart. And see that the peace will always lead you back to your own center. Become aware of the beautiful golden light of the universe pouring into your crown. And notice, as judgment flows out of your body, your crown opens more widely and makes it safer to receive what is best, what is abundant, what is full of joy and beauty. So that the place that the judgment took up in your body is now filled with the golden light and all the gifts of the universe. Feel that light flow down into your third eye and make your third eye strong and able to know past knowing inside of yourself first and then into the world around you. and feel the golden light flow into your throat and displace any communication that does not honor your own spirit. Let the golden light flow into your heart and fill your heart and fill your heart with the energies that help you to find your life pattern, the things that are for you, that define you, that make you joyful. Let that golden light bring up the energy that serves you in that way. Feel the flow of golden light into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace the emotions that are caused by listening to the siren. Feel them all leave your body so that your feeling center is clear and wise and knows what feelings are good for you. Feel the golden light flow down into your second center and clear the remaining shame and judgment that might be in your body. Clear it out of your body. And feel the second center restoring itself and become an agent of cleansing for anything that comes through your life that you wish to release. Feel the golden light flow into your root and feel it joining with your own energy to support the creation of your life, knowing what you love and drawing the universe into that love to create the thing you most want to create in your life. Now let that golden light fill your thoughts and bring the energy up. Flow through your shoulders and back to release your burdens. Fill your arms and hands so that in wisdom you choose what you hold and what you release. Flow down through your legs and into your feet so that you understand the power of being supported by the universe and choosing to support yourself in wisdom and truth. And move your attention into your heart and see a pool of still silver water, full of peace and the mother's love. And rising up through that water is your gift. Rest the mind. See the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.